Court order.
Lovely. Hello, Pound of Guinness, Your Honor, and a pickle onion and Trinari's cocktail.
Quiet, you. Get on with it, Clark.
The Crown versus Frank Carson. He's accused of persistently telling Irish jokes in a restricted area.
Only the Irish invented Venetian blinds. It'd be curtains for all of you. Don't recognize this court.
Why not?
You've had it done up from the last time I was here.
I can't stand it. Come along, get going.
All I said was that the Irish $6 million man cost £3.
He just said the end of the bed. He just said to me, you know, you've got stomach cancer. All the way through it, it was a giggle. I know that doesn't sound, but that's Frank Carson the whole way through. A lot of work to be done by your very wonderful listeners, if they'll just say a little prayer for Frank to get better. And in the meantime, I'll say a little prayer for them.
I hate name droppers. I just said this to the Duke of Edinburgh this morning on the phone.
I was the only one by the papal nuncio that was invited to the mass. And he came up to me, the Pope, and said, have you ever met Elvis Presley? I said, no, I haven't, Your Holiness. He said, well, it won't be long now.
We came from a very, very poor area. In actual fact, the people next door to us were very wealthy. And they had a padlock on their dustbin.
It's one of them things that I'm just another person who has it. A lot of us don't even realise, Stephen, that one day we're going to die. I think of my brother, who was 16-year-old, was 2 years older than me, and he went off to Halifax on a boat on the 2nd of December 1940. Him and two of his pals from Nile Street, and they were never seen again. They were torpedoed on the 2nd of December 1940. Lost my brother John. Miss him every day too. Well, I've done well over all the years. I've been happily married for 62 years. I'd love to have spent more time with my family.
Murphy said to Flanagan, what's the big long face for? He says, I can't get rid of the car. There's 78,000 mile on the clock. He said, well, why didn't you put the clock back? It's a jibber, I never thought of that. So he sees him a week later. He says, did you get rid of your car? He said, why should I? There's only 12,000 mile on the clock.
You are just as thumbs, because you've no fingers. On top of that, stop that. Do you know the Irish telephone number of St. Martin's is ex-directory?
The council in Blackpool have given the homeless bus passes. How do they know where to get off?
There's an American came in, he said, I love these old-fashioned pubs with the sawdust on the floor. And this fellow says, that was last night's furniture.
We were burst pipe in our house last week. Yellow pages, John O'Hanlon, plumber, 24 hours. I rings up. He came out in half an hour. I said, up there, Mr. Hunt. Went up an hour later to see how he was doing. The bloody place was flooded. I said, how long have you been a plumber? He said, 24 hours.
So what are you saying to me? You're not afraid to die?
Why would I be afraid to die, Stephen? I've had the most wonderful life. I've had a charmed life among some of the most wonderful people, some of the funniest people in the world as well. And I've just loved every minute of it. And I'm so hoping that when I die, like there's the like of people coming on to Radio Ulster and saying, we're sorry to hear Frank has gone. If I could listen to that happening, I'd say, thank you very much indeed. You've made me a very happy man because I've made so many laugh over so many years.
Just listen to that. Listen to that man in action and listen to the sincerity when he's not joking, but he's talking about himself and he's talking about others and he's talking about what's important to him. Tony's son, Frank's son, Tony, joining us this morning. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
I'm really sorry for your loss, Tony.
Yeah.
And there are so many people calling us today with tributes to your father. Northern Ireland felt and thought an awful lot about him, Tony.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think everyone who knew him did, actually. There was very few. I don't think he had an enemy. You know, he's a real people person.
And are the tributes helping?
Well, that piece that you just put on has got me bubbling, to be honest. You know, so difficult.
It seems, Tony, that today lots and lots of people are talking about how your dad, well, I can say this for a start, he wouldn't shut up. He would come on the programme, you couldn't shut him up.
No, that's correct.
But the amount of life experience, jokes, stories he had to tell, unbelievable.
No, he had a photographic memory, you know, and a huge appetite for life. So, you know, I mean, probably the most common phrase in the family here was, for Christ's sake, Dad, shut up, you know, because he's just non-stop, you know.
What was it like to have a dad who was Frank Carson?
As a kid, quite difficult, you know, mostly because he was on the road applying his trade, so you didn't actually see that much of him. And when he was back, you know, he was still applying his trade because, you know, what you saw is what you get. You know, there was certainly no veneer on him. He was a full-on, you know, joke teller, storyteller. But, you know, we had great times. If sort of think of, you know, childhood spent in summer seasons in Butlins and Pontons, and, you know, we had long summers with him and, you know, great holidays. And, you know, so we had great times.
What were your dad's values, Tony?
I think it was just people. It was about, you know, honesty and sincerity. You know, just good values. He was always courteous. He always wanted, you know, to be well-dressed, best foot forward. You know, and he admired achievements, you know, that his kids and grandchildren, you know, he loved the fact that they all, you know, a lot of them got degrees and went on to be successful business people, etc. So he just, you know, he just loved things to be the right way.
And Northern Ireland had a very special place in his heart.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, his whole character was based on that sort of, you know, quippiness of Northern Irish, you know, humour. And, you know, he loved it and, you know, and spent a lot of time helping various charities. If I remember back, you know, I think he helped raise the cash for one of these strawberry, you know, laser machines, a kids' cancer ward at one of the hospitals, integrated education fund, you know, and all of that. So he loved Northern Ireland, yeah, and the people.
I was saying earlier, Tony, I know you won't have heard it, but on a couple of occasions that I can remember, and people, the audience wouldn't have known, which says even more about your dad. But there would have been a couple of occasions I can remember where your dad would have been listening to this programme from his home.
Yeah.
And someone, a caller, a complete stranger to Frank, would have been on air with a problem.
Yeah.
And your dad phoned me and said he wanted to send him a cheque. Yeah. And he wasn't doing it for publicity and he didn't want anyone to know.
Yeah. No, he was generous to a fault. I mean, genuinely, you know, I remember him sort of guaranteeing things for people and not going right when we were kids and the problems that caused. He was just generous of spirit, you know, almost to his own detriment, to be honest. But you know, we wouldn't change him, you know, the way he was.
You're going to bring him home?
We certainly are, yes. Arrangements are being made now. We'll be across next week. Funeral will be in Belfast, where my mum and dad got married at St Patrick's in Donegal Street. So that'll be a week on Saturday, 11:30. I'm sure we'll have a good turnout there. And you know, celebrate his life, basically.
Tony, I know this must be a very personal and difficult time for you. And yet your dad, there is so much public about your father's death, but all I can say to you is that the amount of warmth and love and appreciation that is coming in about your father from all walks of life, not just celebrities, but everyone here in Northern Ireland. I hope that it helps even a little.
It will. You know, I mean, the next days are difficult, but actually when we look back and, you know, the amount of tributes that have come in from our own friends, you know, people who knew him just personally and people who didn't know him, you know, just look at the TV and radio and the amount of communication channels there are now, it's almost overwhelming. So it all will help. help, especially the younger elements in the family, you know, the grandchildren. You know, they're finding it particularly difficult to lose their gaga. You know.
Your father was a gentleman, Tony, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Tony.